education.
Men in education. Foucault, the French philosopher, divided into three the main eras of the human being and argued that man has always been carried away by something higher. He called the first era Renaissance, an era that understood the world under the concept of similarity with God. Everything was united to God, and the role of man was to discover the similarities under which everything was united, in order to discover the divine order of things. The second, the classic era, man allowing himself to be influenced by biology, dedicating himself to observing and separating things, separating them by species, by subspecies, and by groups within those subspecies. Nothing was joined by God. The third era responds to what he considered modernity. In this era, science turns to see the person who is observing and classifying. We turn to see ourselves, and that is when the psychological currents are born, that being to interpret the human behavior. The interesting thing about these eras is that man is always carried away by something, and if we realize it in depth, something superior to man always influences our actions, conditioning society. The systems of society, educational, judicial, and health, make decisions based on what science says. If science says that the maturity to start driving is at 18 years old, then laws are formulated to apply this, and so on, successively. The worrying thing about this new era that we're living in, that if Foucault lived, he would surely call it technological, is that when science turned to observe man, man allows science to store so much of our information that not only has been given a step into a new era, but now technology knows so much about us that is capable of conditioning our behavior without being able to avoid it. It is even capable of thinking for us through artificial intelligence. This Menina calls for reflection on the importance of education through different eras. What is truly important is adaptation and never stop learning. What is truly important is that being in a cave painting or in a Zoom lesson, let's not only learn, but also be able to reason and always ask ourselves the basic questions of education. What, how, when, and why?